Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
100.9 FM, Richland Center. ABC News at Noon is sponsored by the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It is 85 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Those who knew the four murdered college students in Idaho are speaking today at Brian Kohberger's sentencing. Dylan Mortensen is one of the roommates in that off-campus house who survived the knife attacks.
Because of him, for a beautiful, genuine, compassionate people were taken from this world.
This is Emily Allant speaking on behalf of the other roommate who was in the house that night. She says she woke up that morning with a toothache and called her father.
He told me to take Advil, so I did, and I went back to sleep. I was still out of it and still didn't know what happened. If I had known, I of course would have called 911 right away. I still carry so much regret and guilt for not knowing what had happened and not calling right away.
The parents of the victims also expected to speak, but it's unclear if Kohberger will. His punishment expected to be four consecutive life sentences. This is ABC News. A tourist in San Francisco got way more than he bargained for when the self-driving taxi he ordered went way off route.
I think I just got kidnapped by Waymo. Buckle up and listen to this story.
Darren Findling tells us the Waymo suddenly pulled off the street and into a parking garage.
I went from like normal humanity into robot world. And I was in this vehicle, not sure what I was supposed to do.
What he did was eventually manage to get a hold of a Waymo representative. He says that person was able to override his car and get Findling back on the correct route.
That's ABC's Tim Johns with our affiliate KGO in San Francisco. Waymo says the car turned into the parking garage because it had determined that would be the quickest way to get where he wanted to go. Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks, and Lindsey Buckingham have announced the reissue of 1973's Buckingham Nicks. Their only full-length album is a duo. It hasn't been available on streaming ever before. The remastered version arrives on September 19th. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's.
Emily, Ella, Erica, or Tina will be more than happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of The News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidtwoodin Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 84 degrees in Richland Center at 1206. A heat advisory is in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. The heat index could reach the upper 90s to the lower 100s. Rest of today, cloudy and sun mix, breezy, turning hot and humid with highs in the lower 90s. Tonight, warm and muggy, a few clouds, a low of 73, and tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, still very warm and humid with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, a high of 88. In Richland Center, after a low of 68, it's 84 degrees with humidity at 82% and a heat index of 95. It feels more like 90.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost, the most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at WCCU.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 84 degrees in Richland Center at 1209. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A heat advisory remains in effect until 8 tonight. Heat index values could reach as high as 105. The combination of hot temperatures and high humidity may cause heat illnesses. UW Health Dr. Jeff Potthoff says there are serious signs of overheating to keep in mind.
Muscle cramping is pretty common. So that's a pretty good early sign that you're probably a little dehydrated. You're getting a little bit too warm. Other things in that same vein, like a headache. Another thing that you'll sometimes see, although there's variation between person to person, is just like profuse sweating. Like they'll just look like they're drenched. Folks will just seem a little bit out of it, almost as if they're intoxicated, but they haven't had a bunch to drink. They maybe say something that doesn't sound quite right. They look like they're a little bit, you know, disassociated, not necessarily present with you. And they're starting to get into that heat stroke type thing where, you know, it's affecting their mental status.
With high heat and humidity across Wisconsin this week, make sure to check on vulnerable people.
They're very young, so like under 5 years of age. And the reason for that is they're less likely to express themselves. Now, they might not say that they're having some cramps or that, you know, their heart rate feels like they're elevated. On the other end, the elderly. So say, you know, 65 plus, but, you know, in practice, I'd say more it's like the 75 plus.
If you experience any symptoms, get some fluids in you and find a cool area. Due to the extreme heat, the following Richland County cooling centers have been identified by Richland County Public Health in partnership with Richland County Emergency Management. The following places are available during normal business hours: the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center, the Woodman Community Senior Center in Richland Center, the Village of Viola Office, the Viola Public Library, and the Lone Rock Community Library. With the National Weather Service issuing a heat advisory, the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is reminding customers of utility disconnection laws and providing tips to help customers stay safe this week. Wisconsin law prohibits a utility from disconnecting electrical service from occupied dwelling units when a heat advisory, heat warning, or heat emergency issued by the National Weather Service is in effect. Additionally, a utility is required to make reasonable attempts to reconnect service to an occupied dwelling that has been disconnected for non-payment when an occupant states there is a potential threat to health or life that results from the combination of the heat and loss of service. The utility may require that an occupant produce a licensed physician statement or notice from a public health, social service, or law enforcement official, which identifies the medical emergency for the occupant. Utilities are encouraged to err on the side of human health and safety when making these reconnection decisions. Upon expiration of the heat advisory, heat warning, or heat emergency, the utility may disconnect service to a property that was reconnected during this period without further notice if an appropriate payment arrangement has not been established. Customers can take simple steps that help keep temperatures low and save energy. Keep blinds and curtains closed. Unplug electronics like computers, televisions, and radios when not in use. Make sure the air conditioner is clean and maintained by checking your air filters, air intakes, radiators, and etc. Wash clothes or dishes early in the morning or late at night. Turn off lights when leaving a room. Utility customers who have questions about disconnections during periods of extreme temperatures should contact the Public Service Commission Consumer Affairs Bureau at 1-800-225-7729. More information about the Utility Customer Bill of Rights is available on the PSC website. The City of Richland Center sought proposals for qualified hotel developers and management groups to develop a mid to upper scale hotel downtown on Orange Street. Two proposals were received, one from Cobblestone Hotels and one from Market Point. The city then submitted the request to Ehlers Public Finance for review. Cobblestone Hotels offers upper mid-scale hotel accommodations focusing on underserved and secondary markets. They have proposed a mid-scale to upper mid-scale limited service hotel with approximately 54 rooms and associated amenities. Cobblestone is asking to purchase the land for $1 and $1.4 million in tax increment financing assistance. The total development estimate is for just under $10 million, or $185,000 per room. Market Point is a commercial real estate brokerage firm primarily focused in real estate development services within the hospitality industry. They've proposed a partner to Grand Stay Hotels and Suites to develop an upscale limited service hotel with approximately 52 rooms and associated amenities. Mark Point submitted a proposal to purchase the land for $1 and a 10-year TIF agreement. The total development estimate is for around $8.25 million, or $160,000 per room. The main difference between the two proposals is that Cobblestone is a package deal and Market Point is a customized package. After discussing the two options at a special Richland Center City Council meeting last night, for nearly an hour and a half, the council chose which hotel they would prefer. A motion was made to select Cobblestone Hotels, and the motion carried 7-1. This motion is strictly choosing which hotel to go with. It does not consider any of the financials. Negotiations will still have to be held. The council also discussed the recently annexed 10-acre Lamont residential subdivision property. It has $800,000 earmarked from a Housing and Urban Development Community Project funding grant for infrastructure. Two development scenarios are under consideration, both requiring the city to cover all infrastructure costs. One is a 19-lot scenario with an estimated infrastructure cost of $1.5 million. The second is a 9-lot scenario with an estimated infrastructure cost of $750,000. To advance the development process effectively, it is essential to establish the lot configuration and infrastructure requirements. To facilitate this, the city must decide whether to extend public assistance beyond the $800,000 grant. The city has several options: to provide no additional public assistance resulting in the development of a 9-lot subdivision, to provide additional public assistance by reallocating grant funding from other projects to the development of a 19-lot subdivision. It may be fully grant-funded or a combination of funding sources. Or to offer to purchase the land from the developer and continue to develop the property. However, grant funding cannot be used for the purchase of land, but a combination of funding sources may be considered if this is desired. Some options include using cash on hand, borrowing, or proceeds from the sale of Story Field. While grant funding cannot be used for the land, it can still be utilized for infrastructure. The council moved ahead to work towards a development agreement for a subdivision to include 19 residential sites. The how is still to be worked out. The council also held an initial review of a draft on council rules. Governor Tony Evers kicked off his new child care bridge payment program. Child Care Counts was the federally funded program that started during the pandemic. It gave payments directly to child care providers. It expired at the end of June, and what to do next was one of the biggest sticking points during the state budget negotiations. Up to a quarter of owners said they'd have to close without Child Care Counts. The industry is at a crossroads. Operating costs are high, but staff pay and profit margins are low, all while costs are high for many families. Governor Tony Evers said he wouldn't sign a budget without help for providers, and Republicans at first said they didn't want to pay providers directly. Eventually, they came up with a compromise in the Child Care Bridge Payment Program. That compromise starts this week as providers begin applying for support payments. The program will disburse $110 million to Wisconsin child care providers over the next year. But some owners say it's still not enough. That includes one woman who's closing her child care business after pushing for more funding. Terry Barr reports.
Corrine Hendrickson runs Corrine's Little Explorers in the Nuclearis area. She led the push to get a bigger piece of the state budget pie for thousands of child care programs all across the state.
As I was watching the budget proceed and realized we're probably not going to get what I need in order to stay open and affordable, like wondering, what do I do? How do I stay open and where do these kids go? To be honest, I'm angry that I'm closing in this way.
The budget includes $360 million for child care, but Hendrickson says the need for support is closer to $1 billion. And adding to the problem, trained teachers are in short supply, and providers with open spots for children can't legally fill those due to the workforce shortage. Corrine's Little Explorers will close in August after 18 years in business.
In a rare show of bipartisan support, Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Representative Tony Weed from the 8th Congressional District introduced a bipartisan bill to honor veterans who participated in Operation End Sweep with the Vietnam Service Medal. Participants in Operation End Sweep, a mission to clear dangerous mines in North Vietnam after the war, are currently ineligible for this service medal because their service took place after the United States had officially withdrawn from Vietnam in January 1973. The bill is inspired by retired Navy Commander Michael Cosgrove of Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, who spent 5 months in and out of North Vietnamese waters and received virtually no credit for the work. Wisconsin joins another lawsuit against the Trump administration. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and 20 other attorneys general are suing the administration in an effort to stop new restrictions on who can access certain safety net programs. Earlier this month, the administration issued a new set of rules and guidance aiming to prevent states from using federal funding to provide services for immigrants who are in the country illegally. According to the State Department of Justice, the federal restrictions put more than $43 million in substance abuse and community mental health block grants at risk. That money funds services in all of Wisconsin counties and 11 tribal nations. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy was at EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh Tuesday, where he said the recently passed Big Beautiful Bill includes $12.5 billion for modernization of the FAA's air traffic control system. Duffy said that will include updating the FAA's telecom system and replacing aging radar. Duffy, a former Wisconsin congressman also serving as interim director of NASA, says it will take some time to complete all the work, but it will get done, or President Donald Trump will fire me. Duffy also announced a new FAA rule that removes what he called outdated regulations that have impeded innovation and safety in the recreational light sport aviation sector. New duties and tariffs on overseas purchases may hamper your online buying. Lisa Schiller with Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says it is buyer beware with overseas shopping right now, and that if you need refunds or relief from a U.S. agency, you might be out of luck. Criminals have also been sending out phony messages saying you may owe duties on a package. If you're expecting a delivery, check with the seller or delivery service directly before paying a fee. It's 85 degrees in Richland Center at 1222. It's Military Consumer Protection Month. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Summer vacation is in full swing, but going back to school shopping will be here before you know it. Stretch your back-to-school dollars to the max by starting your school shopping at the Creative Outlet. We have your kids' favorite brand name clothing that we sell at resale prices. We're open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5, and we're ready to help you get your kids going back to school in style. We are the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in the rejuvenated downtown Richland Center.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Summer is here, and it's the perfect time to tackle those outdoor projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions in Richland Center is ready to handle the job. From skid steer and mini excavator work to patios, retaining walls, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing, every project they take on is built on trust, with the goal of turning your vision into a reality. Call Bailey today at 475-3973 and let Advanced Contracting Solutions in Richland Center help you make the most of your property this season.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Accidents happen, but with over 30 years of experience, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists has got you covered. Get a free estimate, and we'll restore your car to perfection. Plus, enjoy our complimentary interior and exterior detailing service. Come see the experts at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today on Elm Street in Boscobel, or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
It's a sunny 86 degrees in Richland Center at 1225. July is Military Consumer Protection Month. Many Americans are thankful to all military members, past and present, for what they have done to protect our country. Unfortunately, scammers are not as grateful, according to the amount of reports filed by military consumers with the Federal Trade Commission. Michelle Reinen is with Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The Federal Trade Commission has identified that they filed more than 200,000 reports in 2024, and 31,000 of those reports indicated that those consumers had lost money. Those total monetary losses were more than $584 million, and that median loss report was $700. So that's pretty significant for individuals who are active duty service members, retired service members, veterans, and their families.
DATCAP warns active duty service members, veterans, and members of their families about housing scams where scammers pretend to be legitimate agencies.
Many service members take advantage of the VA's home loan benefit, which may provide an opening for scammers, and that's them pretending to be representatives of the VA, another government agency, or a home loan servicer. They threaten military homeowners with foreclosures or other consequences. They demand that homeowners send money, refinance their home, agree to a loan modification, redirect mortgage payments to the scammers, or even sign over the title to their property. So warning signs is when the consumer is threatened with severe consequences if they don't immediately comply with the requester's demand, or if the organization wants to be paid with a gift card, cryptocurrency, payment app, or wire transfer, or makes other unreasonable demands, really. And so never provide your personal information and be alert to those email addresses and phone calls, because the caller IDs, the email addresses, it's all spoofing. That information can be faked. And so don't believe what you are seeing as that representational label from whom your communications are coming from.
Many active military members can be victims of rental scams.
Many active duty service members, they live in off-base rental housing, and scammers also know this, and they advertise fake rental properties online and other discounts for members of the military. And because the service members usually can't physically visit the property until they move in, they may have already paid an application fee, security deposit, and rent before they realize the listing is even fake.
Michelle Reinen says that there are rental scam warning signs to be aware of.
Warning signs we have to watch for here: the too good to be true discounts for military service members, property owner demands payment before providing a tour of the unit, or a property owner claims they're moving or living elsewhere and offers to mail the home keys to a renter after receiving the payment. And here we hope that consumers seeking rental housing are skeptical of unrealistic low prices, like if the property rent is much lower than the area's average rent pricing, be cautious. Before paying any money, try and get a real live tour. In person is best, but if you can't, ask for a live virtual tour so you can really see the date and know that it's the same day. It's not just a video of someone else's property. And then if you have to pay money down, consider using an escrow service if those fees are needed, because that can help protect the releasing of the money.
Military service members and veterans searching for housing have resources available to find legitimate homes to buy or rent, including platforms like Military by Owner, Automated Housing Referral Network, and Homes.mil. If you are a victim of a scam, you can contact DADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at DATCP hotline@wi.gov. Representatives from Amplify Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance recognized the life-saving efforts of Vernon County Sheriff's Office 911 dispatchers Sindel Johannes and Dylan Krause. Both were presented with Amplify EMS coins and certificates illustrating their vital role in the success of a medical incident on February 3rd. In a display of teamwork, Johannes and Krause kept the links of the survival chain tight and intact, resulting in achieving an incredible outcome for the patient. Sheriff Roy Torgerson said that he greatly appreciates the amazing work of all the dedicated 911 communications professionals, and that yesterday was a special day for 911 dispatchers Sindel Johannes and Dylan Krause. He also thanked Amplify Gunderson for bestowing this great honor to a group that at times can be overlooked. Plain Fire and EMS 3-day celebration will be held this weekend at Plain Community Park. Festivities will begin Friday afternoon at 2 with a youth softball tournament. Live music with High Mileage will be featured from 7 to 11. Saturday will feature a youth baseball tournament, the Travis Stanichka Memorial Volleyball Tournament at 10:30, a beanbag tournament, live music by Sean Shell from 4 to 7, and Cherry Pie from 8 to 11. The Beach Luau Parade will step off Sunday at 11, followed by a chicken barbecue at noon and live music featuring Donnie Razek at 1. Also at 1, there will be a children's pedal pull and fire truck rides from 3 to 4. Food and refreshments will be available all weekend. It's 86 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Summer's here and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional, friendly, stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
It's Market Day in Richland Center. Join us on the big grassy lot on the corner of Orange and Court, across from Center Pharmacy and Quick Trip. It's an afternoon of farm fresh goodness and community cheer. They're open every market day, 1:30 to 5:30 or 6, depending upon vendor availability. No early sales, so plan accordingly. You can expect everything from fresh salad, greens, zucchini, rhubarb, microgreens, mushrooms, honey, meats to order and jams, to gorgeous fresh flowers and baked goods that'll knock your socks off. And don't miss Michael Johnson's pop, rock, and folk music. They gladly accept Food Share EBT SNAP and Quest cards. And thanks to a grant from Richland County Medical Society, you'll get bonus bucks every week for fresh produce and herbs. Plus, they have a youth token program for kids 4 to 17 and boomerang bag coupons, all thanks to local sponsors. If you can't make it during the hours, you can call or text the market manager at 213-3374 and they'll do their best to help. That's the Richland Center Farmers Market, where fresh and local come together. Fresh, local, and friendly. We'll see you at the market.
It's 87 sunny degrees on this Wednesday afternoon, July 23rd. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Phil Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge, died last Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at Faith United Methodist Church in Lafarge. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 5 to 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services of Viroqua is assisting the family. Phil Allen is survived by three sisters, Diane Tidrick, Joan Allen Erickson, and Lisa and Carl Hogred, a brother, Eric and Stacy Allen, sister-in-law, Rita Allen, nieces and nephews, and many great-nieces and nephews. Phil Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge. Francis E. Frank Ressler, 67, of Lone Rock, died March 4th at home after a seven-year battle with corticobasal syndrome. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 3 at Wisconsin Riverside Resort in Spring Green. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Frank Ressler is survived by his wife of 26 years, Jamie, his daughter, Robin and Scott Limburner, his stepchildren, Kyle Dishler and Minette O'Brien, Kevin Dishler and Shauna Dishler, four grandchildren, his siblings, Mary Jane and Earl, Cubby Rulin, Patricia Ressler and Jamie Rogers, Vicky and Jerry Knockreiner, Alan and Diane Ressler, and Randy Ressler. His brothers-in-law, Dennis Dankert, Sean and Kristen Eichhorst, and David and Dina Eichhorst. His mother-in-law, Sharon Richards, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Francis E. Frank Ressler, 67, of Lone Rock.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Service, is insured. They do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Are you or a loved one looking for a home that blends independence with the support you need? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex where care, compassion, and community come together for 60 years and counting. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer private, spacious apartments in a community designed for active living and peace of mind. Enjoy a home of your own with access to personalized care and services, all within a safe, welcoming environment. From meals prepared with care to social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, our team is here to help you live your best life with the independence you want and the assistance you need. Discover the difference of living at Schmidt Woodland Hills, where compassion and care are always close by. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Virgil and Sandy Baumkamp. Best wishes to you from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Wednesday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the cluster of showers and storms that moved through this morning deposited roughly about a half to 1 inch of rain over the northern half of our listening area and about 1 to 2 inches over the southern half. In fact, parts of western Grant County picked up 3 inches or so of rain, even some 4 to 5 inch amounts in parts of northeast Iowa. How about that? That system has weakened and moved away. We're watching some other thunderstorms right now on the Minnesota-Wisconsin border north of our region. They should continue lifting northeast away from us, and the cloud cover should gradually break up going through the afternoon. That will allow temperatures to heat up a bit here, probably reaching the low 90s before the afternoon is out. With the high tropical dew points in the 70s, the heat index could be up close to 100 by late afternoon, so do take it easy and drink plenty of extra water. We do expect a cold front to slide through by late tonight and tomorrow, could trigger some more thunderstorms, although right now the greatest severe threat is tonight north of our region. Behind that system, it's going to still be pretty warm going through the end of the week. In fact, a reinforcing shot of hot air by the end of the weekend. The forecast includes a heat advisory this afternoon up through 8 p.m. Cloud and sun mix and breezy. Look for highs in the low 90s. South wind becoming southwest 8 to 18. Warm and sticky tonight, just a few clouds, low at 73. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy, still rather warm and humid. 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, high near 88. West wind up to 10. As we head into Friday, partly sunny with a slight chance of a light shower for the afternoon, high near 86. Saturday, partly sunny and balmy, high 88 with a small chance of a thunderstorm. Sunday, lots of sun and hot with a high of 92. Chance of scattered storms again Sunday night into Monday. Monday's high could reach 92. Stay cool out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently mostly cloudy and 88 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 87, our low this morning was 68. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 88. The record high for this date was set in 1946 at 101. The record low 45 was set in 1985. Last year's high was 79 with a low of 64. Sunset tonight will be at 8:33, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:43. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds 4 to 7 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.96. Relative humidity is 76%, and with a heat index of 100, and it feels like 93. We have also received 85 hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. In Richland Center, it's 88 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We've got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go to the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Marking National Blueberry Month, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. July 4th has come and gone, but the blueberry industry is reminding us to keep celebrating the blue in red, white, and blue. Casey Cronquist is president of the U.S. High Bush Blueberry Council.
We take full advantage of celebrating blueberries in July. It's a natural peak period for production. But that being said, it also helps anchor opportunities for us to wave the blueberry flag with consumers. It's a great patriotic holiday month for us to be able to highlight red, white, and blueberries. So we have spent a lot of time helping to communicate with consumers and within the industry just how valuable these blueberries are to consumers and obviously to the economy at whole. And so just how much of an economic driver it is.
Here's the green side of the blueberry industry. Between domestic and imported production, it's a $9 billion impact on the economy. It supports more than 60,000 full-time equivalent jobs in the U.S. and generates $277 million in taxes paid by businesses within the industry. All that for what Cronquist calls a healthy treat any time of the day.
We do really well in the morning, but blueberries are so snackable. We're encouraging consumers to think of blueberries as just that snack alternative that helps continue to build that healthy lifestyle and tastes great too.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval. When it comes to construction, start with a name you can trust, Harchi Lumber. Known for quality selection and competitive pricing, they've been building their reputation from the ground up since 1969. Before you begin your next project, talk to the experts at Harchi Lumber. From lumber, drywall, and wood studs to windows, doors, roofing, insulation, cement, molding, and more, if you need it, they've got it. Build with confidence. Build with quality. Build with Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
More reactions to new trade agreements. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. When you compare Pioneer brand Vorseed Enlist corn to the competitor, Vorseed Enlist dominates in delivering yield. Your best year starts with Pioneer. An ag economist says he's uncertain how a series of new trade agreements in principle will impact the ag economy. Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net says the news that Japan, Philippines, and Indonesia have agreed to a framework is a step in the right direction.
Well, I think it's definitely good news, especially for the Japanese purchase. I mean, the fact of the matter is Japan is a big buyer of a lot of our goods. They're the number two corner buyer of corn. They're a big buyer of beef and pork.
He says a deal with the Philippines and Indonesia will help improve access for corn, soybeans, wheat, pork, and dairy.
Indonesia is committed to buy 4.5 billion U.S. ag purchases. So those are all good signs. But, you know, the next key is to actually get those purchases on the books.
The details about Japan's agreement are still unclear. The cattle industry continues to look for signs of herd expansion, but will this week's reports from USDA give any answers? Brownfield's Megan Grebner has a preview.
University of Kentucky livestock economist Kenny Burdine says this month's cattle on feed report will include the percentage of heifers on feed, a figure he continues to monitor.
That's been trending down for the last several quarters. And, you know, it's not trended enough downward that we automatically say, okay, we're holding back enough heifers to expand.
But he tells Brownfield beef cow slaughter is also a statistic that matters.
I even said the first quarter this year that I didn't think there was really a scenario where we would pull back cow slaughter enough that that number of heifers would be enough to see a cow number increase in 2026, but we've done just that.
Burdine says that has implications for potential herd growth.
We're going to see steady cow numbers going into 2026, if not a slight increase.
He says the quarterly cattle on feed report will provide additional insight into how many females are being held back for breeding.
And I think we're probably going to see that number continue to trend down where heifers are a smaller and smaller percent of total on-feed inventory.
I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Microsoft has entered into a 12-year agreement with a carbon market company. Ashley Bruner with Agoro Carbon says the software company is becoming a leader in carbon credit purchases.
They're really setting a tone of trust in this market, longevity in this market, and we've definitely seen on the buyer side an uptick and an interest steadily growing from other corporations interested in buying agriculture carbon credits, which is great news for farmers and ranchers.
She tells Brownfield the agreement with Microsoft is groundbreaking because of its duration and scale. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Hey sis, how much is a million?
I don't know, but it sounds like a lot.
It is. Do you know there's almost 14 million kids? They don't have enough food?
Connor, all kids should have the food they need to grow and play.
One of five kids in America is food insecure with a significant impact in rural areas. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help the nearly 14 million kids facing hunger in America. Go to nafbhunger.com and help end hunger.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle trade, and cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a sluggish start. Bids have yet to surface. Asking prices are around $232 live in the South, but still haven't been established in the North. It's a big week of reports from the USDA with livestock slaughter, cold storage, cattle on feed, and the mid-year cattle inventory report all coming out Thursday and Friday. Any significant trade volume could hold out until the end of the week. At the Unionville Livestock Market in Missouri, compared to the most recent sale, load lots of backgrounded yearling steers were $6 to $7 higher. There was no recent test on other weights. One load of steers did average more than $2,900 per head. The USDA says demand was very good on a moderate supply. Medium and large one feeder steers, 600 to 700 pounds, brought $370.50 to $425. Steers 800 to 900 pounds sold at $325 to $330.25. Medium and large one feeder heifer 650 to 750 pounds range from $339.75 to $371.75. Box beef was mixed at midday with fairly light demand for solid offerings. Choice down $3.07 at $369.43. Select was 11 cents higher at $348.05. Cash hog prices at the major directs were higher at midday with solid negotiated purchases. It's a big week for reports from the USDA. Livestock slaughter and cold storage information are both out. However, demand remains the main driver of the market. Global demand for U.S. pork America has been relatively strong overall, but China has been a wild card, and that isn't expected to change anytime soon. Weekly export sales numbers will provide some more insight. That report comes out Thursday morning. Barrows and yields of the National Daily Direct are up 78 cents with a weighted average of 114.77. The Iowa Minnesota was 34 cents higher with a weighted average of 114.38, and the Western Corn Belt up 32 cents with a weighted average of 114.31. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are $2 lower at $82. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for heavy offerings at $62 to $74. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $62 to $72. And pork values were about steady at midday, up a penny at $118.16. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Soybeans and cattle are higher, corn's lower, hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Turn potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein and leverage the extensive knowledge of their agronomic experts. Stein has yield. Soybeans continue to trade modestly higher on short covering, technical buying, and this modestly higher move in bean oil. As soybeans wait for more details on recent trade deal frameworks, Indonesia especially could be beneficial for beans and bean products. Near-term development conditions do look favorable in many areas. August beans are up 1.5 at 10.11 and 3/4. September's 2.5 higher at 10.10 and a half. August bean meal's down 50 cents at 273.30. August bean oil's up 61 points at 56.24. Corn is down, watching U.S. development weather, expecting cooler, wetter conditions in parts of the region next week. The trade has dialed in a big crop, even if there are months to go until harvest. September's down 3/4 at 398.5, and December's 3/4 lower at 417.25. And wheat's down on profit-taking, with Kansas City and Chicago monitoring U.S. and world winter wheat harvest activity, and Minneapolis watching a major crop tour. September Chicago's down 7.75 at 541.75. September Kansas City's down 9.25 at 524. September Minneapolis is 6.25 lower at 585.5. Live and feeder cattle are higher ahead of this week's direct business. Asking prices are 232 live, otherwise things are quiet. August live's up 160 at 226.57. October's $1.87 higher at 223. August feeders are up 235 at 330.62. And nearby hogs are up. Deferred months are down as traders adjust spreads ahead of tomorrow's livestock slaughter numbers. August is up 37 at 108.12. October's 15 higher at 90.65. John Perkins, Brownfield.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. We're gearing up for a big August for big equipment. On August 7th, we have our huge summer auction at the Muscadet Auction Yard with a load of construction and farm equipment. On August 12th, we'll be at the Columbus Auction Yard with a crane, loaders, dump trucks, rollers, and tons more. And on August 28th, we have the Robert Sutherland Estate Auction outside Blanchardville with 40-plus tractors and pieces of equipment. If you have equipment you want to sell, get it to one of our yards today so we can market it nationwide and get it sold. Hey, we've got real estate for sale across southern Wisconsin. People like to work with Wilkinson Auctions to sell their real estate because we give them options. We can sell real estate through a traditional listing, through a real estate auction, through a flat fee model, and even through a development model. Wilkinson Auctions gives you options to sell and maximize your sale. Give us a call if you have real estate you want to sell. More info on all of these upcoming auctions and how to sell with us at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
A savory spread loaded with nutritional benefits. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Hummus is a creamy, savory dip made primarily from cooked, mashed chickpeas that is then blended with tahini, which is made from ground sesame seeds. Tim McGreevy, CEO of USA Pulses, says it's a food trend that's also a nutritional powerhouse.
Hummus has been such a huge success story.
He tells Brownfield the rise in consumer demand for hummus actually correlated with the growth in acres. He shares this little bit of history.
You know, we had less than 50,000 acres of chickpeas grown in the United States, and it was primarily in California and Washington and Idaho in the Pacific Northwest. And it has since grown to 577,000 acres. There is a direct line between the explosion of hummus in our diets, really beginning in the late 90s and in the 2000s, while hummus just went on a rocket rise, and so did acreage in a really big way.
Here's the good news about hummus. It is high in plant-based protein. It's a good source of fiber, and it contains healthy fats from both the tahini and olive oil. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Food insecurity is a growing problem in America. Over 47 million people. More people face hunger today than during the COVID pandemic. One of every five children in America is food insecure. And hunger isn't just an urban issue. Almost 90% of the most food insecure counties are rural. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to lend a hand and help end hunger. Go to NAFBHunger.com.
What's your name? Leonard Skinner. Girl. Live in concert. Sweet home. Saturday, August 9th at the Bank 5-9 main stage at the Wisconsin State Fair with special guest Tiger Lily Gold celebrating 50 years of Leonard Skinner. On sale now at WIStateFair.com. Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular.
WRCO 2025 Radio Auction for Grace will be held July 28th through August 1st. Again, this year we have many items generously donated by area merchants, individuals, and teams, and we'll be giving you the opportunity to bid on those from 10 until noon each day, Monday through Friday, July 28th through August 1st. But you need a bidder number, so call us between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. at 608-647-2111, and we'll get your information and get you that bidder number so you can help out. All of the money will go to Grace from every item that is sold from this year's Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Grace Radio Auction, coming up Monday through Friday, July 28th through the 1st of August on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Pain and anguish inside a Boise courtroom as the two survivors and families of the four University of Idaho students murdered in 2022.